Hello again. The St. Louis Symphony is collaborating with the International Institute of St. Louis for the annual Music Without Boundaries concert. Steve Potter has more.
The concert uses music to foster a greater understanding of the diverse immigrant and refugee population in our region. Anita Barker is the International Institute's Vice President. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
And from the St. Louis Symphony, the Director of Community Programs, Maureen Byrne, and violist Chris Weir. Welcome.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
For those who may not be familiar with the International Institute, Anita Barker, would you explain your role, and I mean the Institute's role, with new immigrants here?
We're becoming, well, we have been since 1919, a welcoming place for new immigrants to the St. Louis area. I have worked there for 24 years, and I am the director of the education department, where we provide English language, computer, and citizenship courses to the new arrivals and also immigrants who are here. But we have many other services, employment, housing, an economic development program that helps the newcomers start businesses and start loans.
And annually, how many immigrants do you work with?
We average about 7,000 to 8,000 a year. In my department, about 1,400 people take classes.
Where does St. Louis stand as far as comparing other cities with the influx of immigrants? Are we in the top 10 or something like that?
No, we used to be. I believe we're 19th currently. We are also partnering with the Mosaic Project to try to make St. Louis the fastest growing for immigration by the year 2020. Uh-huh. And toward that effort, we're trying to make St. Louis a more welcoming place.
Maureen Byrne, Music Without Boundaries. Other than this upcoming annual concert, how does the symphony, through this program, work with students at the Institute through the year?
Well, we're trying to help the Institute really uphold their mission to make St. Louis a welcoming place, and one of the ways to do that is to invite students from the Institute to get to know musicians of the St. Louis Symphony when we go to visit the Institute, and also to let them know that Powell Hall is a very welcoming place. We host them for family concerts and even pay for buses to bring the students from the International Institute to Powell Hall to hear those family concerts. And it's great because it's not just for the students who are taking the classes, it's for their families as well. So they really get that understanding that the St. Louis Symphony can be a family resource.
And why does the symphony think that's an important thing to do?
Well, it's what we do. It's a big part of who the symphony is. You know, even among our orchestra members, we have many different countries represented. Music is from all over the world. It's a common language. You don't need to speak English to come into Powell Hall and enjoy a concert. So it's always had that kind of tradition.
And I guess Music Without Boundaries, that sort of says it, doesn't it? Chris Ware, you're with the symphony, and you're also a music director for a string group that's going to be performing.
Right. The Strings of Arda was formed about a dozen years ago, and it grew out of a string quartet. And I realized that when we added a bass to it, it suddenly sounded like an orchestra. I said, this is the sound I want. And then we added a drummer, and that gave that much more flexibility to what we could do. We actually opened the Palm House. We did a piece by each composer, those busts you see in Tower Grove Park.
Mm-hmm.
We did a piece by each of those composers, and that was the very first event of the Strings of Arda.
So on the program this time, are these traditional pieces of music from each country?
I've found these things sort of one at a time as we've needed them, often on YouTube. And then I download them and transcribe them, write them out for my own particular group. Now, we never have the right instruments. We never have these giant sort of guitar-like things or cembalums, things that look like hammer dulcimers, or all these weird percussion instruments, although our percussionist tries to get them all. It's whatever his truck can actually hold is what he brings. The latest ones we've done from Somalia and from Syria. The Syrian one is basically a belly dancing piece that we've kind of busted open with the string group. A string instrument can be a drum at the same time as a melodic instrument. And it's wonderful to have that flexibility. So you can have what sounds like a singer floating on top with this wonderful rhythm churning underneath. And then suddenly the drum will take over that churning. And everybody is playing in unison on the tune. And it gets the feeling you get of like being at a soccer match and everybody shouting at once.
We're talking with Chris Weir and Maureen Byrne from the St. Louis Symphony and Anita Barker from the International Institute. We're talking about the International Institute's annual Music Without Boundaries concert, which is coming up on May the 3rd. Anita, How many immigrant groups can you identify in the St. Louis region, and is that a hard number?
Well, we serve students from, in my department, from about 45 different countries. So there are many different groups in St. Louis. Some of our larger groups right now are from the Congo and Somalia, but we have a large group of Bhutanese, Nepali from Bhutan, Burmese. So there are many different people here in St. Louis. That makes it a very diverse, more than you'd think.
But then it does evolve and change, right?
Yes, yeah. Different groups come in and make their mark.
Chris, there are about a dozen pieces, I guess, that are going to be performed more or less.
Right.
So each one represents a specific country, and Anita just mentioned Somalia. And I did notice that you begin and end with a Somalia piece.
It's our first time to play it. I wanted two cracks at it. It's not easy.
Does Somalia have anything to do with why you want to play it, or is music itself, or because it deals with Somalia?
I really look forward to being introduced to the music of a country I haven't encountered before. And this particular one really was a great energy that I thought deserved hearing twice. And I'm hoping when we get to the second one, we'll get some people up to play a percussion instrument or two with us. So this particular piece, which I call New Somalia, even though I typed in Old Somalia music to get it on YouTube, it's dedicated to two international soccer players from Somalia who just arrived in St. Louis. Their names are
Sadiq Muhammad and Saad Hussein.
Thanks, Anita. And they'll be hearing this for the first time if they're able to be there on Tuesday and maybe even participate. Now, this is a hideous computer playback of it since we haven't heard it yet live. As a composer, when you reach a place like that in a piece, we heard at the end with the strings churning on a rhythm underneath the tune, it's almost a privilege because the piece writes itself at that point. And when I'm writing an original piece, when I hit a groove like that, it's such a treat. I can hear it in another composer's piece when he hits a groove like that.
For any of you, if you were to sort of sum up the situation here in the St. Louis region as it pertains to immigrants here, you know, how they're adapting, how they're being received by the community, that sort of thing. What would you say?
They work very hard and inspire all of us every day because their lives are very difficult and they're focused so much on survival English and then also trying to get their first job and get back to their career if they can, focused mm-hmm. on their children, starting school. They achieve remarkable things in a very short time.
But as a community, are we as welcoming as we should be?
We can always be more welcoming, in my opinion. We're so thankful that the symphony gives us the opportunity to prove to people that we are welcoming them, affirming who they are, and that we value what they bring. And I think through art as music, just the way they design the concerts, and even the way they give the concerts, where they have the students participate as they're playing, maybe drumming or humming or whatever you have the students do, really gives such an affirming feel to the entire experience.
Arda, by the way, is Tolkien's word for the world or the universe.
Every year, Chris usually asks me this question. He says, okay, so who are the groups that are coming in this year? And he takes that and really puts a lot of thought into how he can reach those groups when we take the concert to the International Institute. A couple of years ago, he and the Strings of Arda did a beautiful program called Weddings Around the World, and it was music that you would hear at weddings, you know, in Burma and Congo and Bhutan. And at one point in the concert, it was, I think it was all the Bhutanese, they just started breaking out into this beautiful humming along with the music. And I think when you see something like that, that's connection.
Absolutely.
Here's a curious item on this list, repertoire list, the Anacreontic song. Have you ever heard of it?
I don't think so.
It's actually the national anthem.
Oh.
And it originally was an old English drinking song. And the whole point of having it, and some of us are going to sing it, you know, I've got a little arrangement here, is that we take music from everywhere in this country and make it our own.
Anita, this concert is free and open to the public. You have a fairly new location. Is there anything people should know?
Yes, we do. So the concert's going to be in the gym. We are in what was St. Elizabeth Academy. We moved in January of 2015.
After extensive remodeling, I think. So is the space really working for you?
Yes, it is. We have a long way to go, but many of the spaces are being utilized, and it's a wonderful place at this moment where we can host special events like this one.
Great acoustics.
Yes. Final question for all of you. This annual Music Without Boundaries concert, the music and the audience from around the world, right? So what's the experience like? You know, what's the vibe in the room? How does this affect people who are there?
The word I keep thinking of is affirming. You know, again, Arda has come, and in past concerts, we've had a musician who was an immigrant here, and that story was shared. You know, you too, look at this musician here in the St. Louis Symphony, which sort of helps people realize they too can become and have a life here. But also at the end of one concert, and I was reminding Chris, his first time playing at the Institute, at the end of the concert, he invited anyone to come and sing a melody from their musical traditions into a tape recorder that he had. And that's very affirming. And then, of course, the concerts themselves, using music and sharing music that is from their musical traditions, is very affirming.
I love the quote that Anita brought from one of the students.
Mm-hmm. One of the students from Iraq, through our partnership with the symphony, we've been able to take them to Powell Hall as well as have concerts at the Institute. And at the end of one of the concerts at Powell Hall, an Iraqi student said, "The concert helped us to be in another world, to relax, to be happy, and helped us forget our issues. I'm very thankful for this."
We are maybe the first country to put it in their Declaration of Independence that our duty is really to pursue happiness.
Chris, let's go out with another selection that's going to be on your program. What would you like to share with us?
I'd like to listen to Nedavoda Nalivala. This is a tune from Macedonia that's in 11:8. Time, and Macedonia is a real musical crossroads.
Steve Potter spoke with International Institute Vice President and Director of Education, Anita Barker, St. Louis Symphony Director of Community Programs, Maureen Byrne, and composer and St. Louis Symphony violist, Christian Weir. The Music Without Boundaries annual concert is next Tuesday morning at 11 at the International Institute's new location on Arsenal. You can find more information at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.